You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The time this morning was 7:05 when the Spar Group Limited gave us their update for the full year ended 30 September 2024. It is quite a lengthy update. There's a couple of moving parts that we are going to dig into, and I'm joined on the line by the Spar CEO, Angelo Swartz, to take a look at the performance of the company as well as some of the other announcements that came out with it. Good evening, Angelo. Lovely to catch up with you as always. Good turnout to the end of the year. Group turnovers up 4%, profit after tax up 20%, net borrowings down almost a full 10% there. How do you and the management team reflect on the year that was?
Yeah, Jimmy, thank you for having me. Always nice to chat. Yeah, it's been a tough year, really challenging trading environments in all our geographies, but I think we've managed to sail these tough seas quite well and really, I guess, make some good decisions and act fairly decisively when we've needed to. And we really, as challenging as the year was, we're very gratified with the result at the end of it.
Angelo, you mentioned obviously the challenges that you had to go through, and we've known about some of the challenges. You and I have spoken about some of the challenges in the past. Let's get into some of the defining decisions that have been made throughout the year. I mean, the decision to exit Poland could not have been an easy one for the business to make, but nonetheless, the business took that decision to exit the Polish region and mark that business as a discontinued operation in these financials. Take me through that decision and the impact of that decision on the financials for this year.
Yeah, so I think the business really looked at Poland as an opportunity and as a vector for growth. We at the time that we entered that market and were making this decision to enter that market, 2018 or 2019, we were quite buoyant about our prospects in Europe. We had an Irish business that was really firing and a Swiss business that we had taken from being loss-making to being quite profitable in a relatively short space of time. So we were quite bullish about our prospects in Europe. Took ownership of that business, a bit of a long, drawn-out affair, having taken that, bought that business out of liquidation. Took transfer of that business a few days before COVID hit and lockdowns were in place, which really limited our decision-making and what we were able to do to grow that business in the first 2 years. And to some extent, where we've ended up, I think, is a result of those limitations. But one can't blame that. Everybody had to deal with that challenge. So really what we were looking at is a market in Poland that is in the European context very fast growing, a relatively large market, but 1.5 times the GDP, 1.5 times the size of SA, an economy that is fast consolidating and formalizing, and a retail sector that was fairly buoyant and there were large opportunities there. Unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalize on those as quickly as we should have. We had an expanding cost base in that country, and our positioning in SA changed quite dramatically. And really, the business had to deal with and have a look at our priorities. And our priority market is our home market of SA. And whilst there is potential, long-term potential in the Polish market, I don't think one wants to risk your home market to do so. And it would have taken some time before that business was profitable, and our priority had to be keeping cash in SA and making sure our SA business was as profitable as possible, and that management focus returned to our home market of South Africa, where, as you know, we have a very competitive retail industry and one that you need all your wits about you to navigate.
Mm. And looking back at the Polish business and the performance of that discontinued operation, it did have the largest margins of any of your regions, but at the same time, it was the only entity that was, or the only region that was loss-making. Where to from here for the Spar Group? I mean, you still have the Irish operations, you still have the Swiss operations and the Southern African operations. Are you looking at other regions? Are you looking to regroup a little bit and say, before we dip into another region, let's continue to focus on that home market and grow it a little bit more, understanding that, of course, the likes of Boxer coming in, albeit at a different market segment, but still coming into your space, having listed today?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I think our focus in the next 3 to 5 years is really consolidating in our two core markets, being SA and Ireland. I don't think, unless something really opportunistic comes along, that we'd be looking outside of those markets for growth. We're reviewing our investment in Switzerland, as well as a smaller investment that we have in the southwest of England, and trying to figure out how those fit into our broader portfolio. But the focus will be on really driving profitability and sales in our two core markets, being SA and Ireland, and really focusing on reducing our the levels of debt that we have, and solidifying our position as the second biggest grocery chain in the country.
Angelo, let's look at the SAP issues. You and I spoke about these in the past. We've spoken about how it's taken a lot longer than expected to implement the SAP changes. Where do we stand on that, and what does that mean for the business?
Yeah, so we've had really good progress in the last 6 months in stabilizing the system in KZN and normalizing the gross margins. Our second 6 months performance was badly impacted, or not badly, but it was impacted by the gross margin performance in KZN. We've stabilized the sales in KZN, and those have normalized completely. And when I spoke to you after our half year results, I think I would have said that we had a plan in place to fix the gross margin, but that there had to be a system upgrade that we planned to deliver at the end of our financial year, which we did. So we deployed the system in the middle of September. The results since then have been strong, and our profit in the first month of our new financial year in October were really strong coming out of KZN. So we feel like we on the back end of those challenges, at least insofar as our KZN facility is concerned. And we're looking forward to the next iteration of the implementation, which will be in our Build It facility around the middle of 2025.
Angelo, before we wrap things up, I want to take a look at some other changes, some board changes, independent non-executive director changes that were obviously put out with the SENS announcement today.
Yeah.
Take me through just what's been happening there and what it means for the business. I mean, it doesn't seem like the changes are too material in affecting the ongoing operations of the business, but some regulatory things where you have to notify people of these changes, I suppose.
Yes. So Trudy Makaya, who's been on our board for the last 13 or 14 months, who is an exceptional individual. Trudy is a former deputy director at the Competitions Commission of SA, and exceptional economist and former advisor to the president, economic advisor to the president, and has now joined the president's economic council. Has been offered a position and has decided to take up a full-time employment with Boston Consulting Group, who I'm sure you're familiar with. Trudy, at this stage in her life, I think, sees that as a massive opportunity. She's still quite young and really looking forward to get involved in that consultancy in a more detailed basis. She has been on their board for some time. So we're really excited for, unfortunately, I think that has meant that she's had to prioritize her time and has decided to step down from our board. Which she'll be missed. She's really added immense value to the SPA board. But she remains a friend of SPA's and has offered whatever advice and assistance she can give going forward. We wish her well in her new adventure and really hope that her role as economic advisor to the president or the economic council is as successful as possible for all of our six. And then her role at BCG, I think she's going to do exceptionally well. She's a very well... a very, very bright and wise individual. Nothing more than that, Jimmy.
Angelo, how do you see the next 12 months or even beyond that shaping up for the business? I mean, we've touched on obviously the core areas of focus for the business. You touched on the consumer being constrained and the environment being a constrained environment at the start of our conversation. Are you optimistic going into 2025 that economic conditions and macro conditions, which in large part you can't do anything about, are going to be better for your business and other businesses?
I think so. The economic outlook in SA, particularly post the elections, has been really, really positive. We've been really happy to see our sentiment has changed, and we feel the same way. I think obviously that the broader macro isn't only driven by sentiment, but we see interest rates declining as I guess most people do, and that will be supportive of growth. The two-pot system that was implemented certainly has seen a flow of funds into the economy, and that supported retail, although supported durables, I guess, more than perishable goods. but that is positive. And then, yeah, the overall mood in South Africa getting better. Inflation coming down. There are lots to be positive about, Jimmy. And I think all of that will bode well for the year ahead. I doubt it will be easy, and I'm sure we will have many challenges to navigate. But I think South Africa is in a much better place than it has been for some time, and that should support everybody's performance. I think the environment in Europe is slightly different, not as optimistic as SA, but we have strong management teams in our European operations, and I'm sure that they will also navigate these challenges as well as they have this year.
Well, hopefully the next year is a far more positive year. Not that this one wasn't. There was a lot of hard work and a lot of turnaround changes that needed to be put in place. And hopefully next year you and I can catch up and have a conversation around a return to dividend. I know a lot of shareholders might be looking forward to that, but it seems the business is well on the right track towards that. We wish you the best of luck, Angelo, to you and your team for the next coming year. And if anything does come up between now and then, be sure to give us a call. That was Angelo Swartz, who is the CEO of the Spar Group, joining us to reflect on the financial performance of the year that was for them, the year that ended September 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.